After pulling off a dramatic come-from-behind victory in the World Series on Wednesday, the New York Yankees did it again last night. New York was just one out away from losing, but ended up beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2 in extra innings. The Yankees now need just one more win to claim their fourth straight World Series title. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Since September 11th, we have heard over and over how valuable sports can be as a diversion. But to call what happened last night in New York a diversion is like calling the Mona Lisa a nice picture.
On 2-1. In the right field, that's it. Here comes Knobloch. The throw by Sanders. Play at the plate, Yankees win.
That was the end, as heard on Fox TV. Yankee second baseman Alfonso Soriano drove in teammate Chuck Knobloch for the winning run in the bottom of the 12th inning. What followed was the usual scene. Yankees jumping up and down, Frank Sinatra belting out New York, New York on the PA system. As difficult as it was to watch for the Diamondbacks, what happened three innings before was just as bad, if not worse. The Diamondbacks led 2-0 in the bottom of the 9th inning. There were two outs, one more, and Arizona would take a 3-2 lead in the series. But New York's Scott Brosius hit a game-tying home run. One fan sitting in the upper deck at Yankee Stadium said the roar of the crowd shook the concrete. The impossible, or more accurately, the improbable, had happened again. No team in World Series history had ever won two nights in a row after being behind in both games by two runs in the bottom of the 9th inning with two outs. Now these Yankees have done it. Stunned sportscasters went on about miracles, while New York shortstop Derek Jeter, interviewed on ESPN TV, was his usual calm self.
Well, you know, you say it time and time again, but, you know, our team doesn't give up until we make our final out. We feel as though we can win, and you know, it seems like it's a different person every night, and you need that in order to win.
Unfortunately for Arizona, it was the same person on the pitcher's mound who gave up all the big hits. Wednesday's game-tying and game-winning home runs were off relief pitcher Byung-Hyun Kim of Korea. After he also gave up the home run to Brosius yesterday, Kim looked as if he were about to cry. Arizona teammates rushed to the mound to comfort him, and Diamondbacks manager Bob Brenly defended his decision to play Kim.
He's our closer. He wanted the ball in that situation and unfortunately made, once again, a bad pitch, a slider that just hung up over the inside part of the plate to Scott Brosius.
The series now moves back to Phoenix for Game 6 on Saturday and, if necessary, Game 7 on Sunday. The Diamondbacks have their dominating pitchers ready to go, hoping the old baseball axiom holds true that good pitching beats good hitting. There are plenty of Yankee fans who believe the past two nights were some sort of mystical gift to the Yankees and the city that has needed that team so much in recent weeks. For those believers, the question might be, can good pitching beat magic? Tom Goldman, NPR News.